Welcome to Postscript, the American Society for Pharmacy Law's podcast. My name is Henry Hine, and I'll be your host today. The American Society for Pharmacy Law, ASPL, has an annual conference in the fall entitled Developments in Pharmacy Law. We focus on the present and the latest and most important developments in pharmacy law each and every year. This year, we have over 24 speakers presenting at the conference. This conference is being held November 3rd through 6th in Naples, Florida. Attendees can receive up to 15 hours of CE in pharmacy or 15 hours in CE in law. And if you happen to have both backgrounds, you can get 15 in each. Registration for the conference is available at aspl.org. In this podcast series, we are featuring a few of the guest conference speakers with two goals in mind. We'd like to develop a little bit more about their background and where they are now in their careers. The other main reason is to just get a little tidbit, a little feel of what they're coming to the conference and presenting. Today, we're honored to have as our guest, Iman Karolos. She's a community pharmacist with Walgreens. Welcome to the show, Iman.
Thank you for having me.
Well, very good. We're happy to have you here. We're honored, actually. So before we get to a little tidbit about your presentation, if you'd like to, tell us a little more of where you've been in your career and where you are now.
Yes, sure. So I have been a pharmacist for over 15 years of practice in different settings, but mostly retail. I'm currently a part-time pharmacist with Walgreens in a transition in my career, as a transitional period in my career. I started my career with a bachelor in pharmacy from Asyut University in Egypt, where I graduated with summa cum laude, and I was appointed as a teaching assistant on a 10-year track. When I moved to the United States, I obtained my pharmacist license, and then I pursued my non-traditional PharmD from Howard University. My passion for law, as well as active involvement in advocacy efforts and legislative committee with the Arizona Pharmacy Association, have led me to pursue master's in pharmaceutical outcomes and policy from University of Florida. I graduated with the dual certifications in pharmaceutical regulations and patient safety. And this is why I'm here and where I would like to transition into.
Very good. Very good. Now, my understanding, you're with our diplomat program this year. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And how has that program worked for you?
Well, I enjoyed it very much. There were several networking opportunities, a good opportunity to work on a project that I had been interested in and research it more and learn from my classmates as well as guest speakers who shared their career path, the bumps and the pivoting. I learned a lot.
That's great. That's great. Now, my understanding is that to end that program is you come to our conference and you do a little presentation. Does that sound familiar?
Correct. Absolutely.
And that's been your research this year. You've done some sort of project.
Yes. Yes.
What is the title of your presentation?
It is the title is Efforts and Policy Recommendations to Address Pharmacy Working Conditions as Critical Element to Patient Safety. It's mouthful. I'm sorry.
Well, and I don't know where you go with that, but give us a little, describe a little bit, maybe not any conclusions or something, but a little bit about what areas you were able to dive into in that area.
Sure. Pharmacy work conditions do not only impact the well-being of pharmacy personnel, but also patient safety. And it's not just one factor that causes it, but there are multiple organizational and extra-organizational factors that affect pharmacy working conditions, which means we need a multifaceted approach to address the issue here.
So I'm hearing the topic and comes to mind that in the last year or so, I see all the big chains, maybe Walgreens and Kroger and CVS. And I don't know if it's all of them, but boy, all of a sudden there's lunch closings because the Board of Pharmacy requires a closing if you don't have a pharmacist there. And they clearly aren't hiring a second pharmacist to walk in for a half an hour. They're closing. It hasn't been that way for decades. And is that sort of a narrow piece of your topic in your in your presentation.
Absolutely. Well, pharmacy working conditions is actually a new movement, a national movement, which many stakeholders are taking part of it. Regulators. So we have seen actually some boards of pharmacies that mandated breaks. Other pharmacy employers have actually taken the step on their own because we have seen the impact on the well-being of the person, the pharmacy personnel, as well as medication safety. We have seen burnout that has led to people quitting the profession, not because they do not like it, but because of the work conditions that needed attention from employers.
So that's all part and parcel of what you might be presenting here this year at the conference in your presentation.
Correct.
Wow. So that's very interesting, because I think from a retail point of view, from what I've heard over the years, is yes, it's very stressful and there's burnout, and the things that you just mentioned are there. It's very real. Do you have any objectives that you might mention to us today?
Yeah, so discussing the organizational and extra-organizational factors that impact work conditions as a critical element to patient safety, the just culture approach and the multifaceted potential solutions from various stakeholders and decision makers.
Wow, that's great. So it sounds like you've got a great presentation. I'm very excited to hear it coming. I feel that you've done some research here that would be very interesting to a lot of people, because it is something. Retail pharmacy is huge. It's what, some 60% of the pharmacists out there or something, and it's in a difficult time period. Is there any way? So I'm excited to have you come to the conference, and I want to hear your presentation. I will be there. Do you have if anybody's interested in this topic, is there any way that you'd like to provide an email or a phone number or some way they could reach you? To get further details?
Absolutely. So my email is Kirolos, my last name, Kirolos, PharmD, @yahoo.com, or Iman Kirolos on my LinkedIn page.
Very good. Wow, I really appreciate your time here today, and we do look forward to seeing you at the conference. And with that being said, I want to thank our listeners today for listening to Postscript, the American Society for Pharmacy Law's podcast. Reminding, our fall conference is the Development in Pharmacy Law, and it is November 3rd through 6th in Naples, Florida. Coming up soon. To see the agenda and or register for the conference, please go to aspl.org. This is Henry Hine, and we thank you for listening.